Let's begin overseas this morning. 1.6 million Brazilians have been diagnosed with COVID-19 so far, the second highest tally in the world. And overnight, the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has revealed that he has tested positive for the virus too. Gustavo Ribeiro is a journalist, political scientist and founder of the website The Brazilian Report. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, thanks for having me.
This president has for months played down the seriousness of COVID-19. He's mingled with crowds, been shaking hands. Is it particularly surprising now that he's tested positive?
No, not at all. Jair Bolsonaro for over 4 months has been arguably the world's biggest COVID-19 denier. And on top of the actions you've just described, he also has incited insurrection against governors who enacted quarantines, and he has failed to name a permanent health minister for over 50 days in Brazil. So after so many months of reckless behavior, it's not that shocking that he would contract the coronavirus himself.
And he seems to be using this moment to affirm his own case, saying, well, I'm fine, I'm very well. Doing interviews, from his sickbed, as it were.
Absolutely. He has used the diagnosis to double down on every single talking point he has used since the beginning of the pandemic. He said that since yesterday he started taking hydroxychloroquine, which is an anti-malarial drug with no proven effect for COVID-19 treatment. And he has said that, well, I don't look sick, and that's because of hydroxychloroquine. It seems that Bolsonaro is trying to use the diagnosis to prove himself right, which we evaluate as a high-risk, low-reward strategy, because he could seem very dismissive with the 65-plus people who have died of the disease, and it doesn't seem that the crisis is slowing down in Brazil, both from a sanitary standpoint and an economic standpoint. So this, I think, will only ruffle some feathers even more in Brazil and will not help him rebuild his image with the Brazilian electorate.
He's described the illness in the past as a little flu. And as you say, he's taking the drug hydroxychloroquine. What impact might it have if he actually sails through this relatively easily on the broader public health message in Brazil?
Well, the government has not addressed COVID-19 as a serious issue as of now. And I think it would only undermine the message that social isolation is important. Every single Brazilian state is already reopening their economy because people simply cannot stay home any longer. Public support for lockdowns have gone to their lowest since the beginning of the pandemic. And if Bolsonaro doubles down, I think it would reinforce his supporters, which amount to about a third of the electorate, that we should be even more fierce when it comes to opposing any measure in terms of closing down the economy or shutting down non-essential services, so which would undermine even more a very fumbled response to the coronavirus.
Bolsonaro, though, is a populist leader. He's often described as the tropical Trump. How, though, can you politically get away with 65,000 deaths, as is the case in Brazil with regards to COVID-19? How do you manage to avoid taking responsibility for that? How do you avoid the scrutiny that might be expected to come with that of a government in most countries?
I don't think you can. And Bolsonaro is not sailing through this crisis. He has lost support with most of the same groups that supported him a year and a half ago. He has endured a little bit more because the government put in place a stipend program for vulnerable populations. But that support is very much attached to the duration of that program. And Bolsonaro himself said that there's not enough money to make this a permanent feature in the government public policy. So I would expect Bolsonaro's approval ratings to plummet within the next few months. And I do believe that we may face a humanitarian crisis in Brazil because we're set to have the worst recession on record in 2020. There's not much of a positive outlook for the Brazilian economy. And the virus is not being controlled. So we could expect many more deaths. Some estimates say that we could have up to 150 or 200,000 deaths. And those are only the official figures, because many studies say that while we have 1.6 million people who have been contaminated, the real figures could be closer to 9 to 10 million.
Gustavo Ribeiro, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Gustavo Ribeiro there from the Brazilian Report. It's a website in Brazil.